we're discussing in this devotional how to be faithful. What does the Bible teach about how a person goes about doing that which will cause him to be faithful in the sight of the Lord, to cause him to be pleasing in the sight of the Lord? The Bible says in Revelation 2:10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." Now, that not only means to be faithful as long as you live, but in that particular period of time, it really meant to be faithful even in the face of death itself. So we're told, commanded to be faithful. Now, in 1 Corinthians 15:55, 58 rather, the Bible says, "Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, that you may know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." So we're commanded to be steadfast and unmovable and to be faithful in our activities for the Lord. So the Bible certainly and definitely teaches us to be faithful. Now, how are we going to do that? Well, first of all, we're going to have to give ourselves to the Lord. We're going to have to give our hearts and our minds and our attitudes over to the Lord. There's probably not a better passage along this line than Matthew 16:24 that says, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever will save his life shall lose it, and whoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" There is absolutely nothing in life that is more important than a man's soul. And that means if our souls are lost, we have lost everything that really matters. So the Bible teaches us to have conviction. The Bible teaches us to read and study the Bible and to be pleasing to God and obey the teachings of the Bible. And when we do that with real conviction, with real earnestness and sincerity, then God is proud of us, God is pleased with us, and we will indeed be saved. So we need to read, we need to pray, we need to do everything that we possibly can so that we will be faithful unto death, and then God will give us the crown of life.